Whittam Show on FUBAR Radio.
Got Josh Edwards in the studio with me this week.
How's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, of course. Would you like to introduce yourself, who you are, what you do?
Yes, my name is Josh Edwards. I manage the YouTuber Dodie Clark.
We've got a manager. Industry.
Ooh, getting you all the insights. Here's the type of YouTubers I don't like, right, firstly.
Oh my God! But that is a genuine conversation we had on the phone the other day.
That is
which
true.
But we didn't actually name anyone.
Thankfully.
We just hypothetically thought about what if that's something we did on the radio. Here are all the unprofessional people that we know in our industry,
yep,
who we love dearly, but
we'd just rather they didn't make content.
I'll actually call one of them out now because she's one of my best friends, so I can do it. Melanie Murphy. She's texting me today just like, Hannah, I'm crying. My accountant, I don't know what I'm doing. How much tax do you have to pay? I'm like, babe, the law's different in Ireland. I've no idea. You should really be keeping your receipts. And she's like, ah!
It's like, I'm not your accountant.
Yeah, like, why are you messaging me? I'm like 3 years younger than you.
Yeah.
You're my superior, Melanie. Come on.
But this is what I have, is that people ask me particular questions, being like, so when I want to book a venue, like, do I have to do this? And it's like, I don't run that venue, so I have no protocol on that. It's just like, all right, cool. Yeah, thanks for the advice. Like,
what? Go ask this person.
Yeah.
Anyway, Natalie is here.
Hello. Woo, 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 woo.
Hey. And it's time for our first game. Are you ready, Josh?
I am so ready for this.
We're going to play Innuendo or Innuendon't.
Mm. I'd like to pre-warn everyone, it's a filthy one tonight.
Great.
I mean, all the best.
I can't wait. Okay. I keep on needing to burp. I'm so sorry. Last week, I kept on needing to sneeze. This week, it's just bodily functions left, right and centre.
It's such a pleasure to be in the same room as you.
You're welcome. So, right, innuendo or innuendo, this is the way it works. Natalie has found some words and phrases on Urban Dictionary,
mm-hmm,
and some of them are sexual, some of them are non-sexual. So innuendo or innuendon't.
Nice.
And we have to guess which one it is, and then we also have to guess the meaning.
Okay.
And we have to buzz in with noises from our mouths. So what's your buzzer sound going to be, Joshua? Okay, do that again, please, just so we know you can repeat it. I love it. Mine is going to be...
But you are doing that quite a lot.
Have I been doing that a lot?
No, just when I came in here then. But you may just be burping
anytime. Maybe just be burping anytime. Yeah. Well, I've just got to always be ready.
Yeah.
If I accidentally burp, I'll be ready to answer.
I feel like mine's going to be more natural and yours is very much prepared. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Ready. First one.
Let's go in. Fire top. Fire top. Yes, Hannah.
Innuendo.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I think that fire top,
mm-hmm,
means... Is it got to do with, like, being a top? Like, if you're, like, gay,
no,
being a top,
no,
or a bottom?
Nothing, okay, to do with top.
Kissed by fire, like ginger pubes. So if there's a fire top, you've got a hairy,
okay, you're right,
chest,
oh, yeah,
that's ginger.
Actually, I was going to say.
I mean, it actually isn't to do with ginger, but it does cover the pubic area. What did you say? Ginger?
What, ginger pubes?
Not ginger.
Okay.
Just not pubes, even necessarily pubes. Just, so what is in the pubic area?
Genitals.
Genitals.
So your genitals are on fire.
Which genital?
Fire top.
But which flavour of genital?
Oh, penis?
Penis, right. So okay, we've got penis.
Flavour of genital.
Flavour of genital.
I love that. Penis flavoured.
So what is happening in the penis area with a fire top?
Penis is on fire.
It is on fire, but something has to happen before it is on fire.
The ejaculation of said penis.
Something.
Oh my God. Imagine, like, when you, what do you do when you, like, fart in a lighter? So it's like ejaculate in a lighter. That doesn't work, does
no,
it?
It's not the same.
Something is poured onto the penis, which would lay.
Oh, like candle wax.
Not candle wax. Something that will be flammable.
Gasoline?
No, but you're not far off. What are you drinking on the show now?
Oh,
beer.
Alcohol.
Yes.
Okay.
So beer's like, not flammable, but like
a let's say like
spirit.
Spirit, a liquor.
Yeah.
So you're pouring it on the penis,
mm-hmm,
setting it on fire. But what happens next? Because that's not quite the end of it.
Oh, wow.
This
people.
Is really a thing.
This is a great story time.
Another person is there also.
Are they...
Oh, my God, it catches fire to the... the vagina?
No.
It spreads.
No.
Not the vagina is not involved in the second part of this.
Hands.
It spreads
hands,
up the belly.
Hands, but you're thinking on the right track.
Arm, belly button. Spreads up.
No, because they are trying to... The penis is on fire at this point. Someone's poured booze
onto it. Oh, so you're trying to put it out.
Right, but how are they putting it out?
With their balls.
Not with their balls. No. The second person
So the second person has something in their hands at this point.
Not in their hands.
They're just using
a certain part of their body is
their
pushing out the fire. The face, but what part of the face?
Their mouth.
Their mouth, yes.
Okay. Right.
A fire top is a sexual act in which a person covers their partner's penis in liquor, sets it on fire, and sucks their penis, putting the fire out.
I mean...
I need video proof that this works and is safe.
Well done, whoever just went fire top. Let's do it, baby.
I don't know who to give that to. You kind of both workshopped it there a bit. I'll give you just a point each, I think.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay. We workshopped fire. We workshopped it.
What is a me-mow? A me-mow.
Innuendon't?
Correct.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it's a weird way of saying mum.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
I thought it was a Pokemon.
No, it involves an animal.
Oh, okay.
A meemaw.
So a cat.
A cat, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Involves
yeah.
a cat.
Involves a cat. Well, yes, it does involve a cat.
It involves a cat, so it's
It's a cat is in it, but it doesn't necessarily... The cat's not doing anything.
Something's being done to the cat.
No, it's something that you are...
Is it you're feeling towards the cat, or
no.
is it something?
It's a meemaw, like someone who owns a lot of cats.
No, they don't own cats. It's a cat. Let's say when you're in a certain state, maybe when you've had one too many beers. How are you?
Fuzzy.
Yeah, it's okay. Quite drunk. And this cat. How is the cat involved?
They lick you.
No, this is a really hard
we
one.
We both went for like licking.
Licking. Yeah.
The cat.
The cat is drunk.
Sometimes when you're drunk, it maybe see things.
Right. The cat is a sexy cat now.
It's an innuendon't.
I know.
It's not a sexy cat.
It's not a sexy
is
cat.
Is it you actually don't have a cat and you start thinking you have a
exactly
cat?
Exactly right, Hannah. Oh. So that is a cat that you can only see, it says here, when you're high as shit. But I will accept drunk as well.
Wow. Meme. Oh, we both, on, you got innuendo and,
yes,
and I got the...
Points there.
So many points.
Still think it might be a sexy cat regardless of your...
Depends on your frame of mind at the time, I guess. Could be or any kind of cat, really.
Okay. What is a silver dildo?
Innuendo and it's a silver dildo.
Not innuendo.
I what? Don't believe it.
Not a silver dildo.
If you type that into Google.
I'm going to type into Google right now.
All right, so a silver dildo.
Mm-hmm.
God.
This is an innuendo.
Innuendon't.
Yeah, if I'll put it into a sentence. Person one. Mm-hmm. I heard Victoria Beckham only order spinach at restaurants. Person two. Wow, she's such a silver dildo.
She only uses the one particular utensil.
No.
To,
it's more about
just a posh person.
But it's not
rich.
It's not posh. It's somebody that's kind of not loose. They're very...
Okay. They're very uptight.
Uptight! There we go. Correct. It's a very uptight person,
because they've got like a silver dildo up their arse.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't you?
I just searched silver dildo, and I have to say that on the first page, the Urban Dictionary thing is not there.
Oh.
And it's actually sex toys.
Okay, well, Urban Dictionary.
Crowned jewels, limited luxury, handcrafted metal sex toys. Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, you're on three each.
Okay, anyway. Sorry. You're distracted.
Let's just
continue.
What's a donut stick? Yes, Josh.
Innuendo.
Mm-hmm, correct. What does it mean?
A donut stick. I'm going to go with... Oh, this is just going to be so weird, but I'm thinking, right, you're using either pinky or index, and it's going in the bumhole.
It's really good. That's a really good guess, but it doesn't involve fingers at all. No pinkies. No fingers.
Is it just a penis? And the donut hole is a vagina, and then the donut stick is a penis?
No, a penis is very much involved in this, but it's not just as simple as...
Is it a mouth?
Is it quite literally a donut?
Donut stick?
No. Yeah, but the penis is the stick.
Right, the penis is the stick here.
Yeah.
Let me put in a sentence. I watched as she licked the glazing off my donut stick. is that helpful? No.
But that's why it's just
penis.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Because the glazing has come.
Okay,
right?
Okay, good word there, the last word you said.
Come.
Okay, right, so,
great word.
Right. So the penis has. The person has come.
Yes.
They're not wiping it off, they're letting it dry.
Yeah.
Oh. Disappointing.
So where's the donut here? So it's dried on the penis.
The mouth.
I mean, I'm going to have to give this. A penis, it's a penis with dried cum over it, giving it the glazed appearance of a donut stick.
Got it.
Right.
Now it just looks like one of those ice
just makes,
donuts.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You're just, like, it's just like,
okay, We're all disappointed.
Oh, I've got a final one.
Final one. Oh, is this the one that you were scared about saying?
I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
Please.
Do it.
Chocolate dipped macaroons.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be an innuendo. If you're
according to this, it's not an innuendo. No.
Oh, so it's just disgusting.
It's not sexual. It's just a bit.
So does it involve shit then?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Right. No, that's chocolate dipped macaroons.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna go with individual small versions of poo, just layered out.
Like Hansel and Gretel.
Just Hansel.
No.
Just
no.
Falling out like rabbit droppings.
No.
No. Okay.
What was it again?
Chocolate dipped macaroons.
Right.
Okay.
It's something shit covered at this point.
It does.
Sex toys covered in shit.
I wouldn't say if it gets. It kind of. Yeah, it probably would get covered. It probably would. What part?
So something's going up the bum.
What part of the body might it be? Let's talk about body
parts.
Well,
the arsehole. If it's talking shit.
Yeah, but it's someone's part of a body that gets stuck in the poo.
Is
penis,
it your fingers?
Not the penis, not the finger, but let's continue.
Toes.
Not toes. No. Oh, let's go back up to the penis area. We're talking male or female here. Do you think?
I mean, you said penis area, so maybe.
Yeah, I did just say penis area.
Balls!
Yes! Balls! Right. So,
balls.
So what's
Three,
happening?
Three, two, one. Balls!
Correct. So we've got balls and poo. How are we putting these together?
I think you do a shit and then you dip the testicle
In the shit.
No, or the testicle
is intentional. It's not intentional.
How do you squeeze it?
It's not intentional.
Is it? Right.
You shit on your balls.
It's kind of that.
They're dangling. Right. Logistically possible?
The
like
position that you're in.
Could you shit on your balls?
You could shit on the. So say for instance,
please
you're
explain,
Josh. Let's take for example, you're doing the missionary position.
Yeah.
What some might call ordinary or normal, and you move forward and you say right. Man is on top, going at it, and then she shits on mattress, and then balls are just kind of dangling and kind of hitting against.
Is that it?
There, or is that?
It's actually
no, but she said it's not sexual.
It's not sexual.
It sounded sexual when you said it, Judge. No, it's when someone's
going at
balls.
It.
Going
yeah,
at it.
It's when someone's balls get stuck in the poo on your asshole before wiping.
Oh. So it's like just after going for a shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you've done the shit, and then you accidentally your ball touches your bum, gets
when
a bit
you're
stuck.
Yeah, when you're on the toilet.
Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. I'm learning something new every day.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I really hope that other people can relate to this, because otherwise, I am really putting myself in.
Jacob, where's Jacob?
Yeah, does that happen to you, Jacob?
Yeah,
he's saying
yeah.
Thank God. I'm so worried.
Oh my God, okay. Amazing.
I've got Josh down here for four and you for three, Hannah, so I think that's...
Oh, well done, Josh, you won.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Hold on, do we have... We don't have the applause anymore. Where did it go? Hey! We'll just do...
Thank
Exciting.
You.
Exciting.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm Melina Norms.
Oh, hey.
Who just spilt some beer and was just casually cleaning it up with her top.
I was hoping nobody would notice, and then I was like, we're live, and I was like, I am mopping up beer off official radio show surfaces with my top. Anyway, good start. Starts mean to go on.
This is Adam, everyone.
Hello.
Hey! Woo! Adam is replacement producer Natalie today.
Yeah, I'm temping.
Temping my life away.
How do you fare with, like... I'm still just chewing. How do you fare, Adam, with the rude and the crude and the dirty and the sexy?
I love it.
Okay, great. Perfect. Welcome.
You are fit to temp, then you can stay.
You've got the job.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lena, we're going to play a game of innuendo or innuendon't.
Let's do it. Or let's don't it.
Hey!
I love it.
Oh, Lena's gotten really into puns recently, guys, and I can't handle it.
Like, it's lots of puns.
Stop it.
Such fun.
Stop it. You were never into puns, and just like the last month, you're like so into puns.
I don't know. Yeah, no. I think it's kind of all the political rhetoric that's going around. I just like the simple joys, the simple things. You know what I mean? Like people in the war really like gardening because you know, just want the simple things. Puns.
Okay, sure. Anyway, innuendo or innuendo is a game where Adam has found some phrases and words on Urban Dictionary, and he's going to read them out to us, and then we have to guess if it's an innuendo, i.e. sexual, or an innuendo,
okay,
non-sexual.
Could it just potentially just mean nothing? Have you got any ones in there that mean nothing at all?
No, they all mean something.
Oh, okay.
Something.
Yeah. Cool.
Something. Something sexual or non-sexual.
Something sexual or non-sexual.
And we need to buzz in with sounds that we make from our mouths. So what do you want your buzzer to be, right?
Oh, can I make a really...
That was great.
You know what? No, actually, I used to do this at uni a lot outside people's doors.
Okay, that's going to take you a while. I'm going to stick with your original ooh. That's
okay.
Going to be mine.
Ooh. That's yours?
That's mine.
Okay, yours is mine.
So disgusting.
If anyone wants to do it at home, basically you pull your cheeks apart and then let them go, and it sounds like a really rude sound. So I used to do it outside people's doors that I think had just got laid. I just like go outside the door and go.
That's disgusting.
I've never done it with both cheeks. I've only ever done it with one, so it's just sound, because if you just do it with one, it slaps against your jaw a bit more, and it sounds like a really heavy, like hard wank.
There you go, guys.
Wait, no, hold on.
This is going on some weird ASMR site, isn't it? Somebody's going to rip that down. And anyway.
I'm so sorry. Right, number one. First one.
I love that noise. Right, no, I don't. No. maintain strokes.
Maintain stroke. Ooh.
Go on, Hannah.
I think it's an innuendo.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
What do you think it means?
I have no idea. Maintain strokes. Okay, strokes is in like... Are we talking about, like, sexual strokes? Like, in the... I don't know, like, strokes as in, like, a pattern. What are you doing, mate?
I was just
I'm
burping.
Still just chill.
On the DL.
You can't burp, then. I don't know. I just thought it was sexual, but I didn't think that far ahead as to what it means. Any help, Lena?
You're
the opposite
team.
You can just jump in at any point, though.
Maintaining strokes might be somebody who can actually, like, touch your clit while having sex with you for more than 2 minutes.
Wow. strokes
somebody
on the
clit. Somebody follow through. I don't know why we need a phrase for that, though, because I don't think it's a real thing.
You are quite close.
Keeping it up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Maintaining stamina.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking, it is sexual. You're right on being sexual.
But maintaining an erection.
Maintaining an erection is correct.
Uh-huh.
But
more
it's
specific than that.
But more specific than that is when you're doing it solo.
Oh, okay.
The strokes, the motion of the ocean.
Now I have a word for that. I've been trying to explain. It's so good to be given the language.
Mm. I wonder how that would work for someone with a clit, though.
We'll work out. We'll report back.
Like maintaining wetness? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, who knows?
The next one is turkey tap.
Turkey. Oh, no. A Dorito fell on the floor.
Okay. Okay. Innuendo.
Do.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
So you're thinking it's sexual?
Yeah. Can you say it again?
Turkey tap.
Okay, turkey basters, right? So I'm going in that direction. But I think it's when you've lubed your own dick up, but then you're upside down, so it starts dripping off.
See, my head went to the fact that some people, like... poor women who have only seen porn vaginas, mm-hmm. and they look at their own vagina and they're like, my labia looks like a turkey, like the gobble gobble bit.
Okay.
So I was going
gobble gobble bit. Do you know what's worse is I've never heard that, but I know exactly what she's talking about. Exactly.
Oh. So you went for penis and I was like, I think this is not a vagina. Because I hear turkey and I think vag.
He's right.
Well,
is it not about genitals?
Lena, you're actually both wrong.
that figures.
Yes.
Do you want
the answer?
No, clues.
Okay. It is something that normally men or boys, should we say, do to each other in the playground when they...
Sword fight.
So close.
Oh.
But it's sort of when you want to hurt your mate and so you...
Kick him in the dick.
Yeah.
Ah.
So close,
in
yes.
In the balls?
Yeah.
What was it called? A turkey
tap.
Turkey tap.
Oh, is that because when you kicked
the gobble gobble is the testicles? Gobble gobble is testicles.
What? Gobble 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 gobble.
Gobble gobble. You know it's gobble, the turkey's neck.
Oh, I don't think I'm ever going to have sex again.
Gobble gobble, you know, gobble gobble.
I'm suddenly feeling very, very not heterosexual.
The next one is outer course.
Is that where you have... Oh, wait. Oh.
Hannah.
Okay, so innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, they're all sexual this week.
Mm. The last one was non-sexual. Turkey tap. Oh, yeah. Turkey tap wouldn't be called sexual.
Oh, yeah. That was, I think it's displaying some really get, sort of curiosity yeah. and violence.
Unless you're really into getting your nuts slapped about.
I'm pretty sure Freud would have something to say about that.
I think... Wait, what was it again?
Outer course.
Okay, dry humping. Like when you have sex with clothes on.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
You win. I thought it might have been when somebody doesn't want to have sex with you. It's like, oh,
get
out. Did that guy not go on a second date with you? No, we're totally having outer course right now.
Yeah. Pretty much the opposite of intercourse is with your clothes on. Sex with your clothes on.
Fucking killing it. Do you reckon, like, you could still actually have sex with clothes on? So, like, boxers and dick kind of go in the vagina.
Does that count if there's material? I mean, it's kind of like a condom.
I know, but if she's got knickers on too, then it's not going anywhere.
Anyway. It's literally what me and Hannah talk about anyway. It's no different. It's weird there's mics between us.
And people listening.
I know.
Butt toe.
Butt toe.
I mean, innuendo. Who hasn't go asked on for that? Toe up the butt.
A toe up the butt.
Just make sure there's no little nail varnish on the toe. Sorry.
I don't apologize.
I think I've been too much myself here, haven't I?
That's incorrect. But I know what you mean, though. But yeah, no, it's incorrect.
Is it sexual, though?
It is non-sexual.
Non-sexual butt toe. Is it when your toe looks like a butt or when your butt looks like a toe?
You've never seen a toe that looks like a butt.
I don't know.
At least it looks like two toes.
It's like a camel toe.
Oh, butt toe.
Oh, so it's like when your leggings get tucked into your butt.
And your arse.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not. Yeah. Is that not sexual?
Well, depends what you're into. But
wedgies.
I'm super into wedges.
Love it.
Right, should we go for the next one?
Yeah, is this the last one?
No, we've got two more.
Two more!
Hannah wants to know if it's a tiebreaker. She's like, yeah. Is this the last one? Because then I'll really try.
I've not been keeping points. I have no idea what's going on.
You're winning.
I'm winning! Yeah. Fuck you, Lena, I'm winning.
1-0.
Okay.
I don't need to win to feel...
Old slippers.
Ooh.
Hannah?
I'm going to say this is an innuendo, because it sounds so non-sexual that it must be sexual.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, old slippers. No idea.
You've got to know before you bust.
Nah, mate. It's just, oh, just getting in there. Go on, help out, though.
Old slippers.
Help out. Old slippers.
So
you
I
put your foot in old slippers, but they're kind of smelly and gross and broken.
Yeah.
Is it like an old condom? Mm.
Or is it like if you have sex with somebody who's in an old folks' home?
Oh, my God.
Or, like, I throw my old slippers in the bin. Is it having sex in a bin?
No.
Okay. Is it having sex with an ex?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you're very, very close on that one.
Okay, does it involve having sex with an ex?
Yes. It involves having sex with an ex.
Always more... And then they kept your slippers from last time, and then you had sex with them to steal back your slippers.
I mean, do you take your slippers round to your partner?
Speaking of experience, Hannah.
So, I have a box of crunchy nut cornflakes at my ex's house.
And you're still really not okay about it. I bet he's eating them, Hannah.
No!
While crying.
No!
I bet he didn't put milk on them.
Tears
into
just
the put
milk.
Tears, salty, salty
diluted
tears.
Milk.
That's a good image, actually.
Yeah, we'll get them back for you, don't worry.
I actually saw him recently. I should have asked if he saw
I should have gone around and be like, I'm Hannah's friend and I'm here to get her cornflakes.
Shall I text him now?
I'm on her side.
Shall I text
I'm
him?
I'm with her.
Hashtag. Oh, no. Oh. I'm going to text him.
What are you
going to text him?
Hi, I'm a librarian. Give him a cornflakes back.
I just thought this might be fun. He might
Hannah
not
doesn't let anything slide.
The last time I texted him, I propositioned him for sex, and he was like, nah,
so. So you're like, how about just cornflakes? Not an innuendo. It's an innuendo.
Do you have my cornflakes? Anyway, what was it?
So,
Hannah,
do
you
not even
want to win?
Are you just going to text your ex during this
old
game?
Slippers.
Old slippers. The genitals of a past significant other that, after consideration and comparison, are the ones you love the most. Like a pair of comfy old slippers.
God, that has made me a little bit emotional. No. Maybe that's not my
favorite. Now I feel weird for texting him.
Old cornflakes is different.
Old cornflakes is very different. They're temporary. Yeah, you just eat them. You just
That's quite moving. I like that.
It's not sex. Well, I guess it is kind of sexual, but also.
I'm going to put that in my wedding vows.
Don't.
You are my old slippers.
Well, I know who that'd be then. Luke, her future boyfriend.
You're like, oh, Luke.
And the last one is cologne crockpot.
Oh, okay.
Go on, let me do it.
Lena?
It's always more fun to say innuendo, isn't it? Yeah. Even if you don't think it's true. So it's twin crock pot. Yeah?
Cool, keep going.
Twin
crock pot. What was it?
No. Cologne.
Cologne, that was it. Cologne.
Not colon.
So say the phrase again.
Cologne crockpot. No, yeah, cologne crockpot.
Cologne crockpot. Okay, I think this is when you have sex.
Oh, sorry. No, I was wrong. It's colon crockpot. Colon crockpot, okay. Not cologne.
Oh, okay.
I had it wrong.
So it's like semicolon, like a colon. Okay, we're there. Anyway, so the crockpot bit, is that to do with somebody who wears Crocs? So if you have sex with somebody who wears Crocs.
No.
And they also smoke pot.
No. Not at all.
Okay. Hannah,
not
have you got
even
any ideas?
Close.
No, but
Hannah's just texting your ex-boyfriend. It seems to be getting heated.
He said, haha, no, you took them back with you when you went home that morning. Why?
Lies. Whatever.
And I'm like, I did? But I think I went straight from his to a friend's house to
you
film.
You obviously too heartbroken.
So maybe I left it at the friend's house. No, we were still happy and together.
I will buy you some cornflakes. Don't even worry about it. Crunchy nut, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think the crock pot, so I'm not right. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely wrong.
Okay.
No, you're completely wrong. Do you want to...
What is it? Okay, cologne crock pot. Have you said it's sexual or non-sexual?
It's non-sexual.
Non-sexual. Is it when you're on the tube and everyone reeks of your ex? Everyone's got the same cologne.
Oh,
and then you're just like, you feel like you're in a cologne crock pot.
My ex used to wear Lynx Africa, so everybody hate it.
Everybody
hate it.
No, it's not that.
Has it got like the sentence?
Yes.
The context.
Yes, it does. Everything seemed to be cooking in the cologne crock pot for dinner. Will be served shortly in the spare bathroom.
In the spare bathroom? Has it got something to do with the bathroom, then?
Yeah.
Is it the cabinet where you keep your cologne?
No,
is it a toilet?
No, it's colon. Colon.
Oh, why am I still thinking cologne? I wasn't listening. I was texting my ex.
She was trying to make something happen. Don't blame Hannah. She was trying to love again.
I have hope, guys. What's wrong with home?
Should we give up?
No, wait. It's the toilet. It's a shitter.
No. Do you want the answer?
Yeah,
okay, so it's when you have been holding in a poo, basically, for like about 48 hours, and your farts lead to the indication that something's not right.
Got it.
Okay. Wow. I'll use that now.
Sexual.
Yeah.
I think that's one sexual. Why wasn't that?
Yeah.
Should have sexual. Woo! That was anyone doing anyone don't. Not sure who won there.
I think you did.
I think Hannah, you won.
If you get your cornflakes back, you definitely won't.
I'll take it. And he doesn't seem to think that I have... I'm really confused.
That's why
now.
You broke up. Because he's two differences of opinion. He thinks that you don't. He doesn't have your cornflakes. You think you do.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have with me the gorgeous Irish singer, songwriter, lady, Orla Gartland.
Lady. Oh, this makes you feel so old.
Oh, sorry. Woman. Female person.
I'll take it.
Yeah?
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah. Not
I'm
bad.
I'm to be here. These
you're just spinning around.
I know
just
these
like...
chairs are so high. I always feel really young when your feet can't touch the ground. But
that are. Happens to me like a lot, to be
like
honest.
I feel like a little toddler, but then I'm drinking Imperoni, so.
I'll just be in just like a normal place and I'll be like, my feet aren't touching the floor. This is
just
this
a day in the life for you.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for a game. We ready?
I'm so ready.
We've got producer Nat. Okay, right.
That's a knick-knack.
It is time for innuendo or innuendo. We need to buzz in, so with the sound from your mouth. I'm about to burp. That's not going to be my buzzing sound.
No. Well, what's
You've
your
had
sound
that
then?
One anyway before. The
Have we?
You've
I've
done the burp.
I've done
the
burp. Can someone burp on cue?
Yeah, man, I can.
Really? Oh, yeah. But sorry. You had one brewing.
No, but I stopped that one. That was a new one. But I can't use the burp as a buzzer sound because it takes a while. So
yeah, and it's not instantaneous. Or you just make a kind of like a...
There you go. That's your sound.
Cool.
Do that one again. Brilliant. And mine's going to be...
Ooh.
Just a cough.
Good.
Yeah.
Almost disgusting.
Cool. Okay, ready.
Okay.
Ready.
Number one.
So wait, you're buzzing in when you have an answer?
Yeah, when you... Well, I just kind of buzz in.
Okay, I'm
but, like, just buzz in, like, when you have an idea if it's an innuendo or an innuendo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we can workshop what we think the meaning is.
Sweet.
Okay. Pocket wocket. Yes, Hannah.
I mean, innuendo. Is it a penis? Is it just a word? Is it just another term for penis?
It involves a penis, but I would say that isn't an innuendo.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, true. Yeah, yeah.
All right, fine, fine.
So what do you think it means, though? But it does involve, very much involves a penis.
Okay.
Pocket wocket.
There, I mean...
Would it be... So if I was a male and I... How could I phrase this? I wanted to have a little copper feel and I had baggy tracksuit bottoms on, maybe I would go via the pocket for a sneaky...
But then that's sexual.
Yeah. It's not innuendo,
that's
it?
A great...
But I just thought the pocket walker could be some kind of...
Masturbating through the pocket.
Yeah. You're sort of right, but well, you're less thinking like, less about yourself. Where is the penis? Where's the penis going? Where's it going on its travels?
On its travels? So it's not static.
It's not in your pocket. What pocket is it in? Whose pocket
oh,
is
you've
the penis
got to
in?
Put your penis in someone else's pocket.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly. It's when
that's
you
horrid.
Place when you place your penis in your friend's pocket without them knowing, of course.
Is it flaccid or erect? That's what I want to
know. That's just kind of like a...
It must be flaccid, because if it's flaccid, it's like pointing downwards and it would be really easy just to slide into a pocket.
But,
but if it's erect, then you'd have to,
I
like,
never
bend
want
it.
Any of my friends to give me a pocket wocket.
It's
no, like an
thank
adult
you.
Version of a wet willy. It's horrible.
Wet willy. No.
I think you get a point there because you did bring in the pocket. Penis in the pocket.
Okay,
so
go
I'm going to give you a point there.
Yeah. Sweet beans.
Pocket wocket. Oh, God.
Number two, master basting.
Master basting.
Basting.
Yes, basting.
Is this one word?
One word, yeah.
I'm gonna say that it's not an innuendo, that it's actually just some sort of food preparation.
No, that's not right.
Is it just like
it is
wanking into a cake?
No. It's not a cake. Right,
not master baking.
It involves a specific time of year. Around
like
this
turkey,
time, actually.
Turkey basting.
Okay, so
what is it, though? What's the time of year? What is the
Christmas.
Event? It's not Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Yes,
oh,
Thanksgiving. But what's happening?
I'm not American.
Where do you go at Thanksgiving?
To your family's
right,
house.
Right, so you're going to go to your parents' house. It's
don't
Thanksgiving.
Know. Americans, help me. What do you do at Thanksgiving?
What have you left at home? What do you want to take to your parents' house, of course? But you've forgotten this particular...
Oh, your vibrator.
Yes! Exactly. So
I've been there.
What
been
do you
there.
Then use when you get home? You haven't got the vibrator. There's something that's going on. It's Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, you
know.
What meat do you have at Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
So what do you use with a turkey?
Oh my God, I don't know enough about
so
turkey
like,
preparation.
You're literally talking about the turkey fat.
Something that you'd be used to put into the turkey. The turkey.
Oh, flip. I know what it looks like, but I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
Right, I think you know. I know it's like the turkey baster. So
we could have guessed that. Yes. I need to Google what a turkey baster looks
this
like.
This is when you come back to your family's house for Thanksgiving. I guess it could work for Christmas as well here. And
does
you leave
it?
Your vibrator at home, so you just grab the turkey baster and go to town, it says here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just like a dropper.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't vibrate.
No, it doesn't vibrate. No, it just sort of squirts stuff into a turkey.
Oh. Okay, so
vagina.
Oh, I see. You get the juice in it and
you get
squirt
the
juice.
I don't know what juice you're squirting into your vagina.
Inside.
Though, I hate
sure,
it.
Maybe you just use it externally.
Maybe. Oh, because it's got air. Maybe it's the air from the top that you're pumping.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
No, that might be quite nice, though. Like, just the air?
Yeah, that is quite...
On the outside? Anyway, I know what I'm doing this Christmas.
Well, maybe you'll get someone who listens to this, whoever your secret Santa is, can get you that. It's going to be a tenner for a turkey baster. Secret Santa for you.
Oh, dear.
Maybe we'll get you one on the show as a Christmas present.
Oh, my God.
You'll be so okay, on
like, live.
Ooh, is Hannah really into like a roasting?
Hannah's trying out the turkey baster.
I think I'm going to give you both a point there because you both kind of got various aspects of it, so it was good. Okay, so what about booty brows?
Booty brows.
Yes.
Oh. It's when you've got a hairy bum.
But are you saying it's...
Oh, wait.
What are you saying?
And you and don't.
Yeah, that is correct. It's... it's not...
But it's not a hairy bum.
It's not...
Or is it
it's
like...
It's around the booty, is but it, it's not the booty.
Is it like a hairy lower back, so your bum's got brows?
Sort of lower... if you're looking at your bum, but a bit lower. The bit between your bum and your legs.
So the cuppy bit between your, yeah, your arse, yeah, and your,
yeah,
thigh.
Yeah, basically. Well, it's but it's not hair. It's not hair.
The shadow.
I'm going to sort of not shadow, it's creases.
Contouring.
Kind of. I'll give you a point. It's the creases between a woman's booty and her legs. On an extremely sexy woman, booty brows become fleek booty brows, apparently. Ooh,
booty brows on fleek.
Fleek. So that's nice. Okay.
Every day's a school day.
What about a fuck buckle?
Oh, my God.
Fat buckle.
Fuck buckle.
Fuck.
Fuck
as
buckle.
As in meet the fuckers.
As in fuck.
Oh,
fuck,
you just said
off.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Fuck. Fuck.
Quite a nice accent there. You said F-O. Fuck buckle.
Fuck buckle.
Fuck buckle.
I don't think this has ever happened either, by the way. Before I say, before I tell you what it is, I don't believe this has actually
I'd
ever
like
happened.
I'd like to know how you even find these in everything.
Or if anyone actually uses them in real life.
Are you saying it's innuendo?
Okay.
Innuendo. Yeah.
Innuendo.
Correct.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Who is it involve? A woman or a man?
Fuck buckle. I think it involves... A penis person.
No.
Ah, got it wrong.
A penis person.
Involving a...
Vagina.
Vagina. But what is going on that vagina?
There's a jeans buckle?
No. There's nothing on the vagina. The vagina has got no clothes on it. What
that.
Does it look like, this vagina?
What?
Sorry,
buckle. Rewind.
What's on a vagina?
Hair.
Right, okay. So, how much hair?
A lot.
Loads of hair. Loads of hairy crotch. And then this hairy crotch.
Yeah, hairy crotch.
What is this hairy crotch doing? It's having sex with a penis.
Sure.
But what's happening? Sure. What happens to the penis when it's in the hairy vagina?
Oh my God. It gets some of the hair on it. Or it gets sticky hair.
Does it? There's a lot of hair. Think about it. There's a lot of hair.
Gets hidden.
Not hidden, more like trapped. Or tangled. It gets tangled. Apparently, the fuck buckle is when a female has an extremely, supremely hairy crotch and a guy has sex with her, ignoring the fact, but then the guy's dick gets tangled in the pubic hair. I can't believe that's ever happened, ever.
That's not real.
Like, long.
Yeah.
It would have to be
so long.
Like a ridiculously long.
Yeah.
And very...
Yeah.
And just knotty as well.
Wiry and...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Do you imagine, like, such long pubic hair that it's, like, wrapping around
the penis? It traps you in there, like...
Dick ambles in one.
I'd like to know if it has ever happened to anybody. Please do
let us know. Please tweet us.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Have you ever experienced the fuck buckle?
I'm doubtful you're going to get a ton of tweets from someone going, oh, I can relate.
I just give points to everyone. Everyone kind of got that. Right, okay.
So many points.
Knob goblin.
What, the verb?
What's a knob goblin?
Is this
goblin?
A noun? Oh, look, come on, you go for this one.
I'm going to say innuendo.
No.
Oh, I was wrong.
Is it a thing that you do, or is it a thing?
No, it'll be verb a goblin. Or a noun? It'll be a noun. But I like the idea of it being a... Like
it's,
you pronounce
it's
it like goblin.
That
no, like goblin, 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 goblin.
It doesn't involve goblins, but it does involve knobs. So.
Okay, is it when your knob looks like a goblin?
No, no.
No.
Sure. Okay, so...
Where do we go from here?
Right, so it's involving a male, and he is receiving a particular sexual...
Blowjob.
Right, exactly.
Obviously.
Oh, God, it's pretty rank.
Is it bad?
So when he's receiving a blowjob, he is using something as a lubricant. What is he using?
Like spit?
Not spit, a bit higher in the... It's not from the mouth.
Tears.
No. In the cheek.
My brain went to the...
Yes, it is.
No!
Yeah.
That's rank.
Yeah. That's exactly my word. I was like, yeah, that is quite rank, actually.
I'm really sorry to anyone listening with headphones. We just screamed very loudly.
Oh yeah. It is when a male is receiving a blowjob and he uses snot as a lube. As the snot is green, The knob looks amazingly like a goblin.
Amazingly? Is that amazing?
Wait, so, like, whose snot is it? Is it his snot or the person giving the blowjob snot?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the person then giving the blowjob is, like, sucking dick and eating snot?
Yeah, that's what he or she is doing. Like, it doesn't say if it's his snot. He said he may use snot. So it might be his. It might
Maybe he's just got a pot of snot next to his bed, ready for the knob goblin at any given moment.
Okay, what's a mookie bang?
A mookie bang?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Innuendo. Don't.
Yeah, correct.
Don't. Ding. Mookie bang.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What is mookie? How do you spell mookie?
M-O-O-K-I-E.
Mookie.
I will say that it's you two have probably done this probably together. I'm just putting...
Is it a party?
It's not a party, but maybe you'd go and do it after the show.
Have a drink.
No, well, involve food, more food, so...
Oh, like late night snack.
Yeah, well, a meal. It's a meal of the day. An evening meal?
Dinner,
right.
Mookie is just dinner.
It's just when you go to have dinner with a friend and have a chat. That's all it is. Wow. I ended on a nice, innocent one.
That's mookie bang.
Yeah, I have no idea why it's called that.
Let's have a mookie bang.
Mookie bang.
I like it. It's like the kiki.
Yeah, let's have a kiki.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio. In the studio, I have with me Stephen Bridges.
Yeah, woo, hello.
Hi, my chair's just like completely
spinning
around.
I know, I'm sort of spinning, like just for the fun of it, and I'm remembering I'm on webcam, I don't want to look too silly. Need to be more professional.
What do you mean? More silly is better. More silly, and he's off.
I'm done. Spun out of the room.
Stephen is a YouTube buddy of mine, and also magician.
Yeah, no, I am, aren't I? I often forget that.
You are a magician.
A real one, not any of these tricks. Actual magic.
Real life
yeah,
magic.
Yeah, totally.
Do you want to... I want to hear in your words, your perspective, my reaction to your magic in real life and also when I watch your videos.
You know, I have a habit of, like, sort of mentally, like, rating people's reactions because I have to do it so many times when I edit. I have to be like, oh, is that a good reaction? Is that not a good reaction? You have a good reaction. You have a good reaction to magic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're not like... You're just here to have fun, you know? So when you see magic, you're
angry,
in a...
angry, though.
Yeah, but that's hilarious. All you want is a strong emotional response. It doesn't have to be a positive one.
Oh, okay.
A lot of hate is still a good response
sometimes
in my books.
Sometimes I just, like, think of... If someone's just, like, watching a bunch of your videos and then just see these comments underneath it, which is me just being like, fuck you!
Oh, it's hilarious because sometimes... Have you seen the responses to those? Because sometimes people are like, they're sending
oh
you
God,
hate.
They think that I'm bullying
like, yeah,
you. They
fuck
don't
you, Hannah.
They don't realise
don't
we're
get
friends.
It. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So we've got some games coming up. Innuendo or Innuendon't. We've got Natalie in the studio now. Woo, 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 woo!
Hello.
We're going to play a little game. But first, Stephen and I put out polls on Twitter. Stephen is not happy. With the result of his...
It's not...
What was your poll? How
it's
did
not
you...
that I'm not happy. It's that everyone's wrong, and that makes me sad. My poll was, am I ginger? This is on Twitter, on twitter.com/Stephen Bridges. Stephen with a V, because who spells it with a PH? What are they doing? Bridges with an S, because more than one bridge is better than one bridge. Yeah, am I ginger? Yes, a little bit or no. And so far, it's not looking good. 50% saying yes, 44% saying a little bit, and 6% saying no.
50% saying yes. That's...
Well, that, if you think about it, really, not to make this worse
I just voted yes.
94% of people think I'm at least a little bit ginger. The beard doesn't count. The beard doesn't count. This is outrageous.
Beard doesn't count.
You put up a poll. What did you do?
I put a poll. I said... Where is it? I've lost it. I said, how ginger am I? And the options are completely, a little bit, and not at all. And at the moment, 54% say not at all.
Damn it! But that's still 46% of people saying that you're at least a little bit ginger, Hannah. You've got to accept part of that now.
I've always accepted that I'm a little bit ginger.
Well, now accept it more.
Curtains match the drapes.
Brilliant.
Okay, let's play a game. Are you ready for innuendo or innuendo?
So ready.
Okay, so Natalie has found a bunch of words and phrases on Urban Dictionary. And we have to guess if they're an innuendo or an innuendon't.
Okay.
So if it's sexual or not sexual.
I understand. Good.
Good. I'm also explaining it to listeners.
No, I'm ready.
New listeners. And so we have to guess that and then also the meaning. And we need a buzz-in noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what's your buzz-in noise going to be? I like it.
Thanks.
Mine's going to be, because I'm jet-lagged.
You've got to yawn at a pace, though, if you need to get it in quickly.
It's just making me real yawn now, wait.
One moment.
Last snort there as well, by the way.
Oh, it's not coming. Okay, never mind.
It's not like a sneeze.
It was like halfway there and then I laughed and so it went away. Okay. You ready?
We're ready? Okay. Yeah. Number one, sun slashed. Sun slashed.
Oh. That's never happened before. What do we do?
I think we go guest first.
Fine. I was going to say it's not an innuendo.
That is correct.
Yeah,
I was also going to go there.
Oh, well, yeah, sure you were. Yeah. It's 1-0, it right? That's how it works.
No, you have to guess the meaning.
You have to get the meaning.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say it again?
Sun slashed.
Sun slashed. I'm just going to say sunburnt, right?
I have an idea of what it is.
Well, it is sunburn, but it's a particular type of sunburn.
I know. Well, I have a guess because I think my friend got sun slashed. She had ripped jeans.
Yeah.
And so she only got burnt in like the gaps in the jeans.
Oh, God. It's not that. It's more of an all over sunburn, but it's not just regular sunburn. It's a type of sunburn that. What happens when you burn?
You peel?
Right, you peel. So there we go. Hannah's in. It is a terribly awful sunburn, peeling red sensitive. Was it written originally in the book The Lord of the Flies? That's where it comes from.
I think we get half a point each.
I think
that's generous.
That was teamwork.
Just going,
oh,
we got
this.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm kind to my guests.
Very.
Okay, number two, sly eyeing. Sly eyeing.
Oh my God, what is that?
Yes, Hannah.
It doesn't sound like a real yawn.
Does it not?
Sounds like a moan. Not like a sexual moan, just a moan.
So that's an innuendo, non-sexual moan. Wait, what was it again?
Sly eyeing.
Sly eyeing. I think it's non-sexual. But I think, it depends where your boundary is sexual. Because I kind of feel like it's that emoji with like the eyes and you could be like flirting and like... But it's not necessarily like explicitly sexual.
I think it could be either, depending on how you feel about it. But it's not that. It's not an emoji. Oh,
okay.
Sly eyeing.
I'm just.
It is to do with your eyes. Something that
like
you do.
Flirting with the eyes, like a little glance.
Undress,
that's like, oh.
Undress someone with your eyes.
Well, I think I'm going to give that to you It does say here, slyly looking at another's body with sexual intent, which could be, I would say, a good thing. But the sentence is in it says, he gave me the shivers, such a creep, sly eyeing me, which is a negative factor.
Okay, I see.
But I think you could be good in a good way as well, couldn't
so
you?
So there's like the creeps who will sly eye?
Sly eyeing you. But then if Childish Gambino did to you, you wouldn't mind that, Hannah, would you?
Oh my God, Childish.
I feel like if you do the sly eye thing wrong, you just look like you have a twitch or something. It just can't.
Yeah.
You know.
Or
how'd you do that?
The best place to sly eye someone is on the beach whilst you're wearing sunglasses. Because then they can't see your eyes.
But then isn't the point that you're like communicating?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Here it's sort of with sexual intent in the sentence. It's like he gave me the shivers because he was slying me. But I think you can do it in a nice way as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think. It depends if you're just like checking someone out or if you're trying to get their attention.
Yeah, because it could be the creepy sly eye, it could be the sexy sly eye.
Yeah, like if you're at a party and you're both making eyes at each other. You know the drill. Let's just say that. Good.
Is that just like the good sound?
Yeah.
That means you're right.
I think you won.
Wow. I thought you got it.
I gave you a point, Hannah. Just take it.
Wait for me?
Yeah, I gave you a point.
Yeah, you were more specific than I was.
I thought you got the sly eye.
I just said it was like giving hackies, didn't I?
I'll take it. I'll take the point.
I'll take the point. Okay. Number three.
Yeah.
Raxon.
What the hell?
Raxon.
Mm. I'm like pulling a complete
Raxon.
Blank.
Can you spell it, please?
R-A-X-E-N.
Oh, right. X. That's ruined it. I had no idea.
R-A-X-E-N. Raxon.
I mean, this has got to be sexual because... We've had two that aren't in a row, haven't we? Oh, no, the second one was kind of...
Sort of a borderline, yeah.
It was almost a real yawn.
Did you do a buzzer, though, Stephen? Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to say that it is sexual.
I'm going to let you have that. Yeah, I would say it's sexual. Okay. But what is it?
Oh, gosh. You said that in such an ambiguous manner. So it's not that
so
sexual.
So Natalie thinks it's sexual.
Well, I certainly think it's sexual.
Raxon.
It's sort of...
Is there a contextual phrase?
I will put you in a sentence. Mm-hmm. Not you. I'll put you in a sentence. For Harris.
Put you in a sentence. That sounds great. I'm going to say that to someone. See how they respond.
Oh, man, I've got another Raxon in my life.
Oh, like a... Oh, really?
What?
Like someone that you're sleeping with, I'm going to go with.
You're sleeping with her, but she's more than that to you.
Oh, okay.
Just sex. There's more going.
Not like a girlfriend, though. That's too extreme for a Raxon. She's saying this like I know.
She's not your girlfriend.
She's just a girl I'm dating.
Friends with benefits kind of thing?
But she's somebody that you know. She's maybe a bit, I want to say the words in the sentence, but I'm not going to. She's
older.
No, she's not older. But she's, you really, you like her.
She doesn't like me.
You're unable to stop it.
What?
You're like trying so hard.
I literally don't want to say the words in the
addicted
sentence.
Addicted to having sex with her.
Is it like bad news relationship kind of thing?
No.
She's in a relationship. I love her. She's sleeping with me. She's
got
a boyfriend.
She's taking control of your... I'm mouthing the words now.
I'm like, what is happening?
Dominating?
Heart? This is a hard one, actually.
Heart,
I realise this now. Yes, so she is maybe... not dick. Or and dick, possibly, as well. But definitely heart.
It's a friends with benefits situation, but you're starting to develop feelings and then she doesn't. Come
I'm
on.
Just going to give that to you.
Thank you.
She is a hot, mysterious girl who is stealing your heart and you just can't do anything about it.
She can't do anything about it.
It's nice. It's
like
nice.
Hate that, don't you?
Raxon. Is it kind of... similar to like the Sphinx, like mermaid, what is it? Like this, I don't know, seduction thing.
Oh, I know what you mean. I can't think of the word now, though.
A Sphinx? Is that
no.
Sphinx? Isn't Sphinx
no, that's
the
animal.
Yeah,
that's
a seducing mythological thing. I know
Medusa.
What you mean.
No, she turns you to stone.
Oh, that's not what
that's
you want to be doing.
Kind of like mermaids. Mermaids mythically are meant to be quite seductive, aren't they?
Yeah, and then
Aphrodite.
You drown or something, right?
Yeah, they kill you.
Aphrodite is supposed to be the one that's like the goddess of...
goddess of love.
Yeah, maybe it's her.
Babe, what
well,
a
there
babe.
You go. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR
Radio. I have Lucy Moon in the studio
Hello,
with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. Lucy, you have been reading a book about sobriety?
Yeah, no, I'm just a bad drinker and I had... and I thought I was getting it in control, under control. And then maybe 2 weeks ago, I had a really bad night out. And I went, okay, you need to up your game, Lucy.
Yeah.
You know, you need to prove you want to be a better drinker.
So how long, this month of no alcohol, when did that start?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
and
ago.
And then I've got another 2 weeks.
So you're halfway through. How's that been?
Hard.
Really?
But also, I've actually got a drive to keep doing it. And before, I've been like, oh yeah, I'll take a month of sobriety, yeah. And it's kind of aspirational and then I just slip in the first week. But this time I'm like, I feel way more comfortable with it.
Have you noticed any changes in your like energy, your mood, your...
So I've noticed that I am actually more tired than I thought all those times when I was hungover or like I had alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, it's just the alcohol. No, I'm actually that tired, so I'm going to go to the doctor.
Oh, really?
I'm tired quite a lot of the time and I don't really
Maybe
know
Maybe you're
why.
Anemic.
Oh, I don't want to be anemic. I am now pescatarian as well, so could be.
Your lack of bread,
iron,
red meat. All right, Lucy, are you ready for a game?
I'm ready for a game.
Yeah, we've got producer Natalie in the studio.
Hello.
She came in saying she might blush.
During
this game. We have to buzz in using a sound that we create with our mouths. Would you like to create a buzzing sound?
When you said a buzzer, my first thought was moo.
Okay,
so
great.
So I'm going to do a moo.
You're going to do a moo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down the animal route, and I'm going to do quack quack.
God, that's going to deafen my ears, but I'm ready.
That's nice. Okay.
I'm a duck. I'm ready.
Number one, then. Lace hanky. Lace hanky. Yes, Lucy. Is it sexual or non-sexual?
Non-sexual.
Incorrect.
Oh, really? A lace hanky.
It sounds a bit vaginal.
Not involving the vagina
does
at all.
Does it involve,
no.
like, semen on a hanky?
It does. It involves semen, but you wouldn't have necessarily... So you wouldn't have ejaculated at this point. There wouldn't be the semen there, but it would involve that area.
The groin, the penis
yes,
area.
Yeah.
So there's no ejaculation.
No,
balls,
but not. Well, there's nothing coming out of the penis at this point. So you're doing something in that area. What are you? You're down
hand
in that
job,
area.
Blowjob.
Blowjob. Right.
Blowjob.
So,
okay.
So you're.
We're getting there.
So it's when you're giving somebody a blowjob, but then they do something else happens, and that's when the lace hanky comes in.
Oh my gosh.
What is it? Something up the bum, like fingers up the bum.
No, it's nothing to do with bum. It's more something you would do facially on your face. Something that happens to your face or
you suddenly like have a stroke and you bite
stroke,
down onto the penis.
Something that you do. So it's not like so you don't burp.
Okay.
So it'd be something like that.
Hiccup.
Not hiccuping.
Don't say puke.
You do quite a lot of it on this
puke.
Show. Not puke. No. Not puke.
I don't puke on this show.
What
I do quite
do
a lot of this on this show. What do I do on this show? Breathing, talking.
Laughing.
Laughing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we laugh on this show sometimes.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Yes. Well, okay. A lace hanky.
Oh God. What?
So, do you want to have a final guess then?
Right. Oh, so you're giving someone a blowjob.
I don't have a dirty enough mind.
You laugh,
and then something happens once you laugh.
Someone sneezes.
A lace.
No.
And then there's ejaculation.
No, ejaculation, but maybe not from your mouth. Maybe from
your
another.
Nose?
Yes.
That's what I said, sneezing.
Okay, yeah. But it's more like when a person giving a blowjob laughs and then passes a load out of their nose. So it'd be like snot, I guess.
Why is that called a lace hanky?
I don't know. I don't know.
Stay connected.
Yeah. Ooh, yuck.
I think maybe you get that one, Hannah, do you?
I had a lot of help.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you a point, though.
Yes.
Give you a point.
I just feel like, how do people know these things? You have to experience it to name it on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, yeah. Number two. Body ironed.
I-R-O-N-E-D.
Yeah.
Body ironed.
Ooh. Yes, Lucy, yeah.
Non-sexual.
Correct.
It seems like someone rolling along someone else, but
no.
I could be wrong.
No.
Just jump, pile on!
Yeah, exactly. But then you roll as well.
And then you get body ironed.
Like steamrolled.
No, this only involves yourself.
Is it when you burn yourself when you're, like, straightening your hair?
No, it involves clothes.
Clothes. Oh, when you're ironing your clothes on your body?
No, but...
Oh, damn.
It does involve you wearing something that needs ironing.
Do you lie down on stuff and like attempt to iron the clothes?
No, you're not lying down. So you're wearing something that's wrinkled and then something happens to get rid of the wrinkles from your body.
You fart.
No.
I don't think that's how that works.
You fart. Yeah. And then
is that how you do your ironing?
I'm just in Urban Dictionary mode. I'm like, is it got anything to do with farts or semen?
No semen or farts involved in this.
No semen and farts. Okay. Well, that narrows it down.
I don't.
What does your body produce?
Sweat.
Right, which is kind of what kind? Well, not necessarily sweat, but it's like body...
Steam, heat.
Heat, right, yes. So it's body heat. It's when you wear a wrinkled shirt and the heat from your body gets rid of the wrinkles. I don't think that's
not true. That doesn't
happen. That's not true, is it?
That's not science.
Cold humans.
That is not science.
Yeah.
No. That's not, no science. To science.
Okay, number three. Load warrior.
Oh my God. Is this someone that can just ejaculate and then ejaculate? Quack, quack.
Yes.
Sexual.
Yes.
Someone who just can keep on ejaculating.
It's not necessarily that they can keep on doing it. It's more...
It's just an insane amount.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a man that is known for ejaculating enormous amounts of semen during sex.
Oh,
a
lovely.
Load warrior.
A load warrior. Right, number four.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Tooth sweater.
Tooth sweater?
Yes.
As in sweat off your body?
No, as in a sweater
like
that you would
jumper.
Wear. A jumper, yeah.
A tooth sweater. Moo. Yep. I can't see how that is sexual.
You're correct. It is not sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an idea.
Go on.
No, but you mooed in.
Oh, gosh. I just know if it was sexual, I'd lose a lot of faith in humanity.
It's not sexual.
Tooth sweater. A sweater that when you put it on is really itchy and sharp, and so you're like, oh, there's teeth all over me.
That's so cute.
It's cute, but it's no.
Is it a filling?
No.
Oh. Is it a mouth
Is it
guard?
A grill?
Braces?
It's not a grill. It's not braces. It's more something that happens, say, if you don't brush your teeth for a day or so.
Oh, that horrible tacky,
that
like, overcoat. Yeah.
It's that kind of texture that there's, like, a tooth sweater.
Yeah,
like fuzzy. Furry kind of.
I wish there was no word for that.
Yes. Horrible. That's a point for Lucy, though.
I get it when I drink too much Coke.
Yeah, or you have a bunch of sugar.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just like,
Or tea, actually. If you eat loads of dairy and it's like
and you just run your tongue along your teeth and it's just like,
Yeah. Good job, Lucy. Right, final one. Barbed wire fence.
Oh, God.
Go on, Hannah. You buzz in on this one.
Okay.
Quack.
Barbed wire fence. Non-sexual. Great at sexual.
Sexual.
Well, fuck that.
I can't
What
think.
Is sexual to do with barbed wires?
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't involve actual barbed wire.
Is it?
It's like something like a cock block.
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
No.
Like, you know, a chastity belt.
No.
But it's just barbed wire.
It's something that you have in your mouth that might be metal.
Oh, braces.
Yes, it involves braces.
So when you're trying to give someone head and you got braces and it stops.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Get some pubes stuck in it.
Pubes are involved, yes.
When you get caught.
So the person who's giving head gets caught.
And then what happens to the pubes when they get caught?
They pull out.
They're ripped out of the skin. Yeah, that is correct. That's correct, Lucy. Gosh. Barbed wire fencer says here, when giving a BJ and your braces get caught in their pubes and rips them out of the skin.
That's another way of getting a wax. Oh my God. Well done, Lucy. Linda, that was 2-2.
That's 2-2, yeah.
Well, no,
well done us.
No winners here, but I think only losers, because I wish I did not know any of that. It doesn't benefit us, does it, really?
Well, you never know.
Hopefully you never know. Not. You know, if someone ejaculates loads, so we're like, oh, you're a load warrior. Yes.
And they go, okay, I'm going to leave now.
Good for you. Good for you. Oh, my goodness. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.